WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I think that the problem with the film is that it doesn't really stray very much from being a filmed play. I can imagine this thing put on the stage with about the same kind of verve that Mulligan gives to it. The other thing is the performance of the three people. The script is not a bad script. There are some funny lines, but these three people seem so awkward in their roles that they strain to try and make it a successful film, and the straining is really evident. Sally Field, I think, can be comic, often at times when she least wants to be. And I often enjoy her acting as a tortured woman. I found much of her performance in Norma Rae funny, and sometimes it was at moments when she was trying to be overly serious, to be the woman who had suffered a lot. She's, I think, cursed in a sense with a baby face that looks like it's been well-fed and well-cared for and really has not matured over the years. This is not in keeping with her personal life. I've seen, you know, interviews which attest to her having paid her dues and suffered enough and so forth. But I think that the film rises and falls, and in my opinion falls, on her performance, because she never quite makes us believe that, one, she really was enough in love with the dead husband, enough to mourn him. There's a lot of denial of the mourning that he really did die. And she's not enough of an actress to convince us that she is in love again to marry the Rupert, Jeff Bridges character. I admire both Jeff Bridges and Jimmy Kahn as actors. Jeff Bridges was the main character in one of my favorite cult films, The Last American Hero, a Lamont Johnson film. And he's really straining a lot in this film to be the man in white shirt and tie, Egyptologist running the museum, a very respectable, a bit straight-laced curator of a museum who now is thrown into crazy company. When he least tries to act in this film, he comes off best. And he's trying, I think, overly hard to do his role, screams a lot, and doesn't come across as anything. James Caan, I think, is probably the success of the film because his role is the least. He is mostly a specter. He does a little bit of dancing and tapping with the cane and a lot of smiling and preening. And I think this is the most successful part of the film. What I was struck by, excuse me, is my own reaction to such a film, and my refusal, I guess, as a addict film goer, to let the film just be a bad film. And I most of my friends who go to movies either decide this is a good movie or a bad movie. One of the things that I do as a constant film goer is to try and find a level at which I can appreciate a film, even knowing it's a bad film. And, you know, I'm not talking about bad taste movies. In this case, it's a very bland, banal movie. And I found myself enjoying it from the level of taking the stance of three pretty competent actors, Sally Field, Jimmy Kahn, Jeff Bridges, and trying to have empathy for them in roles that they may not have been very excited about playing.
Sounds like a pretty dismal level upon which to.
Well, actually, it was a lot of fun. I found myself seeing them quite humorously when the film wasn't trying to be humorous, straining to be the character and failing. I was constantly aware of their real life name. This is James Caan. This is not Jolly. This is Jeff Bridges and not Rupert. And in a sense, I got to enjoy the film that way as a failure.
The premise of it is really a genre almost with Topper and Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but does it compare?
I am, and, you know, I guess more familiar perhaps to some moviegoers would even be films with ghosts like Here Comes Mr. Jordan or Heaven Can Wait. And it doesn't stack up against any of those, where at some point in the fun, in the playing with the ghost, there's real human contact. There's real feeling about the passage of life. At some point, the spirit has to be missed or realize that he or she is gone. And there's no tragedy in Kiss Me Goodbye. There really hasn't been any death, and I think that the three characters weren't prepared to play it that way.
Okay, well, the film is Kiss Me Goodbye. What's on TV?
Well, an interesting Motley collection, not a lot of good things. French Connection 2 is playing 3 in the afternoon on Channel 11. I've seen it enough times now that I actually like it better than French Connection 1. And the reason for that is the French sequences, how a genre film takes its detective out of American codes and conventions and throws him in as a stranger, as an alien in another culture. And so I appreciate it a lot. The Sergeant with Rod Steiger in the lead role, Channel 3 at 2 in the morning. This is already Sunday morning. On Sunday, Channel 11 at 8 p.m., The Little Foxes, Betty Davis and Herbert Marshall in the lead roles. The Pumpkin Eater is on again, Channel 9, 1 a.m. on Sunday night, Monday morning. On Monday, 12:30 p.m., so you can have lunch and watch this, Paths of Glory, Kirk Douglas in the lead role for Stanley Kubrick fans. An interesting collision of two talents, 8 p.m. Channel 17 on Monday, Strangers, the Story of a Mother and Daughter, Betty Davis and Jenna Rollins together. Hitchcock's The 39 Steps, Robert Donat in the lead role, Channel 11, 8 p.m. Mickey 1, one of my favorite What Does It All Mean pictures, Channel 9, and that's 9 p.m. on Monday night. That's Arthur Penn's film about a comedian who's chased by the mob, Warren Beatty in the lead role. On Tuesday, The Glass House, in my opinion, the best film made about prisons, Alan Alda and Vic Morrow in the lead roles, Channel 11, 8 p.m. Tuesday night. 12 midnight Tuesday, it's not a good film, and this is another example of appreciating a bad film. You can appreciate it for its humor, and it's not meant to be humorous. Rancho Notorious, Marlena Dietrich in the lead role, and this is the first film she made after leaving Von Sternberg. On Wednesday, Welcome to Hard Times, a very tough Western, Channel 17, Aldo Ray and Henry Fonda in the lead role. And I would encourage people to watch this one for what they feel like is missing from the traditional Westerns. It's a film stripped down, very austere, and not a very satisfying one because we're used to so much more in Westerns, so much cleaner town, more shootouts and so on. Run of the Arrow, 12 midnight, Wednesday night, Channel 48, Rod Steiger in the lead role. And finally, on Friday night, Rollerball, Jimmy Caan, and this is a good role for James Caan, contrary to Kiss Me Goodbye, Channel 29, 8 p.m. Friday night.
Okay, well, have a good week, and
we'll
see you next Friday.
Thanks, Terry.
Bill Van Wert is Fresh Air's film critic, and he joins us every Friday on Fresh Air.